On Sunday night, an anonymous caller said a group of juveniles were throwing rocks at an old truck parked next to Nina's Market in Colville. The vehicle was a 1933 Chevy that had been donated to Colville City as an historic piece. The responding deputy said the windshield on the truck was shattered with a large hole. Ultimately, the officer made contact with one juvenile who admitted he threw the rock, while two others admitted they witnessed the act. The guilty juvenile was released to his mother, and information will be sent to juvenile probation. In nearby Hoytsville, a resident reported his dog may have been shot with a BB gun. He said he found two wounds on his dog the next day, and the animal was scared to go outside. The report said they had no suspects and no suspicious activity was reported. Also on Sunday, a host at the Mirror Lake Campground reported that a camper had paid fees with several bogus $20 bills. An investigation also found the suspect was wanted on the U.S. Marshal's warrant for obstructing a court order. The suspect was stopped later on U.S. 40 and taken into custody. He consented to a vehicle search, and other counterfeit bills in various stages of manufacture were found. There were also a couple of incidents, minor ones, fortunately, for the county's fire warden. After the nearly 2,000-acre Rockport 5 fire last week, Bryce Boyer reported that on Monday they had a couple of small fires caused by lightning strikes. One was on the 1300 block of South Hoytsville Road, the other in Spring Canyon nearby. In both cases, the strikes burned trees and a small area around them. Boyer said they were quickly put out with no injuries or structures damaged. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.